Listener Beth wrote, "In my growing up home, life was lived pursuant to the Gospels and the standards. Though I backslide as to the former, I can't get enough of the latter. Regretfully, I don't get to hear Philip Furia's Great American Songbook often enough. A recent piece about Irving Berlin's remarkable What'll I Do made my day, and I loved hearing Linda Ronstadt and Nelson Riddle bringing it home. My favorite version of that song was recorded by Michael Feinstein as part of a medley duet with Liza Minnelli. The arrangement weaves Remember, Always, and What'll I Do into a heartbreaking yet beautiful ballad. Check it out." Here's a note for Great American Songbook fans. Phil Furia and company are presenting one of their popular stage shows with narration, visuals, and music in Lumberton tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, with a reception at 6. It will be at the Carolina Civic Center Historic Theater. George Scheibner and I will be there, and should be lots of fun. Hope you can join us. On Monday of this week, listener Trish wrote, "Oh, Pat Marriott, why did you have to play Barber's Adagio for strings when I was already chopping onions? Seriously, keep those great selections coming." I've passed along Trish's comments to Pat and to Bob Workman, who programs our daytime classical music. Donna Giles responded to a recent blog post by Laura Hunsberger, one of our graduate interns from UNCW. Donna wrote, "I love seeing and hearing the behind-the-scenes stuff that goes on. It's always interesting and surprising to see what a small operation the station is, given the extraordinary quality listeners get day in and day out. I'm a fan." And finally, John and Amy Bosang wrote, possibly tongue-in-cheek, they titled it Important Feedback, "We love Fridays because of all the great feedback. After hearing comments on the correct time and how you say the station name too much, we would like to contribute one other. Please use M dashes instead of colons in your scripts. It could help speed up transitions between ideas. Punctuation can be the difference between a great segment and an almost great segment." Well, whether you think the station is great, almost great, or none of the above, we'd love to hear from you on Friday feedback. And please note the use of M dashes in that last sentence. An M dash, that's E-M dash, is a mark of punctuation similar to a hyphen, but is not a hyphen and is longer than a hyphen. It's used to indicate a break, pause, or demarcation of thought. You can send us feedback with an email message, whether it has M dashes or not, to feedback@whqr.org. Our feedback phone is 910-292-WHQR. That's 292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.